in the limelight.
This summer's minimum ice cover was the 12th lowest ever, and scientists warn that the long-term trend towards shrinking continues. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Tahsin Thompson Ryder. This article is published under the heading Arctic Sea Ice Hits 2021 Minimum. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Arctic sea ice has passed its minimum extent for this year, shrinking to 4.72 million square kilometers on September 16th, the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center, NSIDC, has reported. Owing to a cool and cloudy Arctic summer, this year's annual minimum was the highest since 2014. Ice covered nearly 1 million square kilometers, more than last year's extent of 3.82 million square kilometers, which was the second lowest ever observed. But it is still the 12th lowest sea ice extent in nearly 43 years of satellite recordings, and scientists say that the long-term trend is towards lower ice cover. Walt Mayer, a senior research scientist at NSIDC, who is based at the University of Colorado Boulder, said, "Even with global warming and the overall downward trend in sea ice, there is still natural variability." The minimum Arctic sea ice extent is declining at a rate of 13.1% per decade. Mayer said, including this year, the last 15 years have had the 15 lowest minimum Arctic extents on record. The lowest minimum extent on record was set in 2012, after a very strong storm sped up the loss of thin ice that was already on the verge of melting. Stephen Armstrong, chief scientist of Polar Bears International in Bozeman, Montana, said, "The average of all the years is steadily decreasing, while the average global mean temperature is increasing." He adds that although there might be the higher sea ice extents in any given year, the frequency of bad ice years with a low minimum sea ice extent is increasing. Armstrong said, "Better ice years are increasingly anomalous in the long-term trend." Arctic regions experienced a cooler, cloudier summer season than usual this year, which was partly caused by patterns of low atmospheric pressure in the northern hemisphere. In June and July, weak low pressure in the central Arctic prevented warmer southern winds from being drawn into this area. This kept the air cold and stopped some of the ice from melting. Low pressure also causes the formation of clouds, which block sunlight. This can further slow down melting. In August, the low pressure system shifted to the north of Alaska's Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, producing air temperatures that were 2 to 3 degrees Celsius lower than average. And last year's winter winds had pushed older, thicker ice into both these. Mayer says, so going into the summer, the ice there was thicker than it had been in the recent years, and that made it a bit more resilient. However, there is also likely a climate change aspect. There is less older ice overall and the ice cover is thinner. Thinner ice is more easily pushed around by the winds and currents. A transient increase in sea ice might create better conditions for species that use the ice to hunt, says Amstrup, adding, but it's that downward trend of ice caused by an increasing frequency of bad ice years that determines the ultimate fate of polar bears and other sea ice-dependent wildlife.